Believing faith produces a changed life. And that is a biblical fact, which we're going to discuss in this episode of Rightly Dividing with Ron Anderson.
Scripture is not discerned by opinion. You cannot rightly apply the Bible until you first rightly divide the Bible. We do not get to decide what the Bible means. We get to discover what the Bible means.
Welcome to Rightly Dividing with Ron Anderson. This is part two of What Does It Mean to Believe? There are a lot of people who say that they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, or they believe in Jesus, or they believe in God. But what do they mean by that? We discussed that in episode one, and I'm going to link that in the description box so you can watch these two episodes together as one builds upon the other. As we continue on with this subject in this episode, there are a number of verses that I want to share with you that I believe support the understanding, the viewpoint that when somebody truly believes, that is believing faith, as I discussed in episode one, believing faith, faith believing, you cannot separate those two in Scripture. They have the same root word. Now, as we look at these verses, what we're going to notice is somebody who truly has believing faith, that is saving faith, who is born again, saved, their life begins to change. Now, sometimes that change is small and slow, and sometimes that change in someone's life is drastic and fast, but there is change. There is evidence of salvation. There are many people who claim to believe, and yet there doesn't seem to be any evidence of a changed or changing life. So let's take a look at what Scripture teaches us about someone who has believing faith. I want to look first of all in Romans chapter 10. It says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart. Now remember, that word believe in the Greek, it comes from the same root word. The same root word gives us believe and faith. So if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and have faith in your heart, believing faith in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, there is a fundamental truth that is in that believing faith, that God raised him from the dead. Well, if he raised him from the dead, then he must have died. And the Scripture teaches us that he died for our sins. Now, we can believe that intellectually. We can believe that historically or by documents. But there is a difference when it is believing faith. I put my faith in that belief. They go together. So verse 10 goes on to tell us this, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whoever has believing faith on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's that word saved, born again, in association or connected with believing faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The fact that he died for our sins and that he rose again for our new life in him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, therefore, I have three different translations here. I have New King James, Christian Standard Bible, and I think this is NASB here, the third one. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. There is a changed life. It's not just a mental, intellectual assent or acknowledgement. It is a life transformation. There is a difference. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and see, the new has come. It's interesting to look at the verb tenses in the Greek, and these words that we have translated here, passed away, it's actually passing, in the process of passing away, becoming new. Okay, it's not become new as a finished thing, but it's an ongoing change. Is becoming new. These things are passing away. There is a changed life for somebody who has truly come to a believing faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new
new creature. The old things are passing away or passed away. Behold, new things have come. They are coming. This constant change and growing and maturing. And again, it doesn't mean that those who make a profession in Jesus Christ, who are born again, who are saved, that we don't struggle, that we don't battle temptation and sin. It doesn't mean that that's completely, that battle is completely eradicated, but we have a new response to it. There's this new conviction within us when we are born again, when we fall into sin and temptation again. It's new. It was never there before. We might have felt bad before, maybe even felt some guilt, but now there's this thing called conviction that comes from the Holy Spirit who indwells the believer, the one who has believing faith. Ephesians 4, verses 20 to 24. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, what you used to do, what you used to be, how you used to talk, how you used to live. You put off those former things, the old man, which grows corrupt according to this deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Believing faith produces a changing life. Ephesians 5, verses 3 and 4. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. It's a changed life. And again, those changes might be small and they might be slow, but the changes should be there. And I'm going to go to the point of maybe offending people and saying this: if there are no changes in a person's life, then I'm doubting if there's been true believing faith. And I want to go back to the gospel with those individuals, because I'd rather offend somebody here and make them uncomfortable here or feel insulted here and see them in glory than to assume the opposite and they not get to spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven. Believing faith produces a changed life. One of my ministries many years ago, I was sitting in my study and I could look out the one window, and a neighbor in his backyard had an orchard of apple trees. There were 6 or 8 apple trees there, whatever. And it was interesting because I noticed how the weather would affect those apple trees, what they would produce. When it was the perfect weather, those apple trees would produce so many apples that oftentimes the branches were hanging down and would sometimes crack right off the tree because of the weight of the fruit that it was producing, the apples that were there. And then there were other years when the weather was not conducive to a large harvest. And so there would just be a few and you'd have to look real hard. Oh, there's one there and there's one there. They were still apple trees. They were still producing fruit. It was just to different degrees, but they were still apple trees. And so it is for those who have believing faith, truly believing faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They've been born again. They've been saved. Sometimes the fruit that's produced, you have to look hard for it, but it's there. And other times it is just abundantly overflowing. Believing faith produces a changed life. Colossians 3, 1 through 5. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. That is, the old nature died. The old person died. And now I'm alive in new life in Christ. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, such as fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Believing faith produces a changed life. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, while I'm still alive in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. But it is now his life in me. James chapter 2, verses 14 and 17. James talks a lot about the evidence of faith. There are some that say that James is possibly teaching a salvation by works, but that is not what he's talking about. It is not a salvation by works. What James is talking about is the works that proceed out of faith, out of believing faith. And what he's saying is, if there is true believing faith, then there should be some evidence of a changed life. And that is the works that are changed. The lifestyle has changed. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can just saying that save him? Is that the evidence, just saying that? Now, I know we can go to the example of the two on the crosses on either side of Jesus. And the one who made some sort of profession of faith, he didn't have an opportunity to have, but he expressed faith, a believing faith, and we know it was a believing faith because Jesus acknowledged it himself. He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. This is so critically important to understand because I believe there are so many people. I know there are so many people who simply say they have a belief, but is it a believing faith? Is it a believing faith that leads them to salvation, to being born again? I have such an extreme burden and concern for many who are just on the one side of believing and have not committed to the faith side of believing. James chapter 2 verse 17 says, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. If there's no fruit, there's no root. Now that's a simple little cliche, but I think it bears out an important fact. You cannot come to a relationship with Jesus Christ, a believing faith in Jesus Christ, and be indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God the moment you believe, as we're told in Ephesians, the moment you believe, and your life not be changed in some way, in some degree, in some measure. Believing faith produces a changing life. I know no example better than my own. And I don't share this to put myself on a pedestal or some sort of a model. But for me, it's the most real illustration that I can share with you. And it's simply this. I was saved as a young teenager. I was somewhere around 13, 14 years old on a Friday evening. Now, I wasn't a wild, rebellious teenager, but I did some things that were sinful things, I believe, in the eyes of God. We're not being a model Christian. I went to church. My family went to church. Probably prior to really being born again, if somebody would have asked me if I believed, I believe. But I didn't have believing faith. Not at that point. I went to church. I knew Bible stories, but I didn't have believing faith. So I was saved on a Friday night. Saturday, the next day, making plans with friends. What are we going to do for the day? What are we going to do in the evening? Now, we didn't do, like what we'd think of as wicked and wildly evil things. I didn't come from that arena of life or have those experiences in my life. I grew up in a very rural community, so a lot of times you had to really look hard for trouble to find it. But we did some things, maybe some stealing. You know, that's sin. And it might seem, oh, it's just a little. And I'll give you an example. One of the things that we like to do is we lived in a rural area. There was lots of wooded areas around us out in the woods and creeks and stuff like that we ran around and spent a lot of time doing that. And we'd like to build cabins out in the woods and things like that. But as young boys growing up, we didn't have access to all the necessary materials. But we noticed that some of our neighbors used to keep some stacks of lumber at the back of their houses or around their garages and things like that. And so we procured, let's put it that way. We procured some of their lumber from different numbers. Now, neighbors, we were smart enough to not take everything we needed from just one place, but a little bit from that neighbor and a little bit from equal opportunity. And so we would take a little bit from here, and we built some very nice cabins out in the woods. Okay. Now, the bottom line is we stole some lumber that somebody had in her backyard. Okay. It's still stealing. Stealing is stealing, whether it's stealing a couple of boards or stealing money from a bank. The fact of the matter is it's evidence of an evil, wicked nature. So on the next Saturday, the Saturday following the Friday evening, I get saved. I am born again. I am changed. I begin a change that I do not understand. And I know we're making plans Saturday to do something. And all of a sudden, I was experiencing something that I had never experienced before. Conviction. I never felt convicted. I might have felt a little bit guilty because some of those neighbors were nice neighbors and I was also their paper boy. And so during the day on Wednesday, I'm delivering their paper. On Saturday night, I'm stealing their lumber. I was experiencing not just guilt, but conviction. Conviction is a work of the Holy Spirit. I never experienced that before. In a matter of one day, and I began telling my friends, I don't know why. I couldn't turn in my Bible and find thou shalt not steal. I didn't know my Bible at all. I couldn't find it there. But God was beginning to work a change in my life. This is how I know that this is so true. Not only the Word of God says it, and that's truth right there, whether I believe it or not, but I experienced that truth in my life. And still to this day, there are times when that temptation comes up, whenever that temptation is there, stumbling into sin somewhere, the work of conviction. And I think conviction is one of the most beautiful works of the Holy Spirit of God. Because it reveals to me that God loves me and He doesn't want me going that way. He doesn't want me living that way. He wants me to be changed into the image of His Son. And one of the ways that He does that is through His indwelling Holy Spirit, who brings the work of conviction into my life that I might repent and confess, just as 1 John tells us, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to cleanse us from all of our iniquities. That's the testimony I know best. Now, I've listened to others and they've shared similar situations where they know, listen, I can't do that anymore. I feel terrible. I feel the conviction that is there, not just guilt. Guilt is one kind of an emotional feeling. Conviction, that's a spiritual work within the heart, the soul, the nature of who we are, and that transforming work that the Holy Spirit is doing when we are truly born again, we are saved, when we have believing faith. Now, in episode 1, I shared this picture with you. It is a swinging bridge across a stream that my father and I used to love to fish. I still love to fish there. I was there just last year, this past summer. Enjoyed some time there. And I'm reminded every time I see this picture, think about it, or I drive by there, I'm in that area and I see the swinging bridge of standing there. And it is such a practical, vivid illustration of what I'm trying to share with you in these two episodes of what does it mean to believe. It means so much more than society means it to be. It means so much more than what many people think it means. It means in the Bible, believing faith. It is a transformed, changed life. And you cannot separate believing faith. They are indivisible. They are bonded together if it's truly salvation. Now, in this picture, you see here a swinging bridge across a stream, and I shared with you that my father walked across it, and I believed it would hold me. I saw the evidence. It held him, and he was far bigger than I was, but I did not have the faith. I believed, but faith was not a part of my believing. I became a believer when I walked across that bridge at my father's urging as he stood on the other side. Now, here's something that I want to share with you that's extremely important. I could stand there and believe all I want, but I didn't have faith in it until I stepped out on that bridge. And I surrendered myself to that bridge. And this is the part I think that many people miss in understanding believing faith, is the surrendering of your life, every area of your life, every part of your life, every part of your being to Jesus Christ, yielding over to Him. Does that mean we become instantly perfect? No, but it means we become instantly born again. Perfecting is a process. But that believing faith produces a changing life. Now, here's something else I want to point out to you in this simple illustration. It's this. When I walked through that door and stepped out onto that swinging bridge, and I surrendered my life to that bridge, I left everything else behind. You don't take it with you. It's just me. And it is that way in believing faith. You leave the old behind. And you give everything over to Jesus and you cross over through the door. Jesus says in John chapter 10, I'm the door. Have you believing faith in Jesus Christ? Don't stop at just believing. James says, you believe, that's great. The demons believe also, but see, they don't have believing faith. They believe facts about God. They believe facts about Jesus, but they don't have believing faith. Do you have believing faith in Jesus Christ? Is your life showing it in a changed life? Do you know the feeling of conviction? I encourage you, put believing and faith together in Jesus Christ. Surrender your life to Him. Be born again. 1 John chapter 5 tells us this. These things, that means this Bible, these things were written, this Bible, this Word of God was written that you might know. You might know that you have eternal life. You can know. It's not a wonder. It's not a hope. So how many times I've talked to people and asked them, hey, do you know you're going to be in heaven? Are you going to, when you die, are you going to heaven? I hope so. I think so. No, the Bible says you can know. And one of the ways that we know is the evidence that comes forth from a changed life. It's not by works. It's by believing faith. I hope this two-part series, what it means to believe. What does the Bible mean by believing? Has possibly brought you to the place of evaluating. Do I have that believing faith? Look into God's Word. Start reading in the Gospel of John. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and read what the Gospel is. And put believing faith in Jesus Christ. If you have any questions, you want to contact me personally, my email is rightlydividingtheword215@gmail.com. I will respond to you. You can put comments in the comments section below. I encourage you to do that. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rightly Dividing with Ron Anderson. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell, send in the comments and questions. Share these episodes with others, maybe with family members who you're not sure they know, or people who are questioning. Send them the links to these two episodes of What Does It Mean to Believe? Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rightly Dividing with Ron Anderson. I look forward to being with you again. Take care. God bless. Thank you.